Well, good evening, one and all. Welcome to our Wednesday evening church service. Brother James has not yet made it in. I think it may be due to the fact that the lightministry.com website is currently not online at the moment. It's in the process of being transferred from our old host to the new host. And Lord willing, it will be back on the web tomorrow at the latest on Friday, so that everything will be well for the Sabbath. So that means those that have been accustomed to going to the Light Ministry site to click on join the home church, that particular option is not coming up on their screen. But those that have a link on their desktop or on their phone be able to come right into the room. So anyways, welcome, dear ones, and those listening on the phone and to the recording. Glad to have you in fellowship with us as well. And our opening song is titled A Mighty Fortress. Let me bring it here in the room. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he amid the flood. Of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal.
Did we in our own strength confine, our striving would be losing, were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle.
And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him.
Are you singing, Brother Dick?
I thought I'd try here. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
Amen. And a mighty fortress is indeed our God. If we're in his hands, there is nothing that can separate us or pull us out of his hands. And thank you, dear Savior Jesus, for making that possible. May we indeed be hid in him, that we may be safe and secure. It's now time for opening prayer, and please join with me. Father in heaven, thank you so very much that all things are in your hands and under your control. Thank you for thy merciful kindness. Thank you for thy great love and watchful care. Thank you for working in our lives, for bringing us step by step in the process of sanctification until we can reach that mature state of a man, woman, or child in Christ. Thank you for another precious time where we can come apart from the cares and situations in the world to worship your name, to praise and uplift the truth. And we pray that thy presence and the presence of our Savior and the Holy Spirit and heavenly angels as well will be abiding guests with each listening heart. We ask for an outpouring of thy Spirit that we might be edified, we may be uplifted in knowledge and in the truth, and also in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and that our hearts will be filled and blessed tonight. Be with those who are unable to attend and bring them back into fellowship with us soon. Thank you so much for being here. And especially draw near to those that are suffering or hurting or sorrowing or afflicted, tormented, persecuted. Give them extra grace and strength to endure, to be patient, to not fight back, and to commit the keeping of their souls unto him who is faithful and will indeed deliver. Thank you, Savior, for being such a marvelous God and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God indeed for his merciful kindness and tender love. Since our dear brother James is not with us tonight, we're going to open the meeting to a testimony or a singing or song request, hymn request, to a question and answer, to anything that you would like to share and bring forward, dear ones. And we'll have a good old prayer meeting where we won't have any particular set topic like Revelation or Daniel, but we'll be able to praise our God from whom all blessings flow. So any requests, any testimonies you'd like to bring forth, please go right ahead.
Well, I had some dental surgery a week ago, I think, or close to it, somewhere in there. I don't remember exactly when, but I praise the Lord that all of the infected tooth was taken out, even though the roots broke off and they had to dig them out. I've got some sutures on one side of my mouth, and I'm trying to chew everything on the other side and not chew my tongue, too. But praise the Lord, it's been pretty easy to put up with. And praise the Lord for the extra help from my son and daughter. Thank you.
Praise God indeed. And it's, there hasn't been much swelling at all. The pain from having the gum cut and sutured up, that's pretty much healed. And it's only been since last Thursday, so not even a week. So God has been very merciful and tender-hearted in this. And pray that everything will continue to heal up back to normal.
I praise the Lord that Brother Dick has been so generous to send help to our other family members there in the Philippines. That's a wonderful gesture, and praise the Lord, it's going to do wonders if it hasn't already.
Amen indeed. Go ahead, Brother Joel.
Yes, good evening, everybody. Am I audio enough? I praise God for all his benefits and the privileges that he has given us. More especially myself, that I've been feel all the time and let there be, let me see, it's like it has nurtured me into what I am now. And I put it in my heart that probably something of the nature may happen in Africa and more so for African time setting. And I thank God that indeed he has done it. And that last year when I visited Nairobi, Cosmopolitan, that separation group, in the Nairobi conference, 7th Adventist, I managed to tell them to have one Zoom line because I saw some capability of sustaining a chat room, and they bought the idea. So since last year, they have been online and they've been trying to come up with who is going to lead, who is going to teach, who is going to say what. And the president asked me to have that done, find speakers. You know, it's not an easy task in Africa because network alone is not our best ally. And also getting some funds to have data is another second challenge. And that we've managed to stay on for the whole year, I indeed praise the Lord, and I find it very miraculous that even when in most cases we don't reach there, but then we are able to pass out the word, the message to others from different locations. And this week, in more so particular, that our dear brother who has been notifying everybody with who is going to speak and what topic, he traveled to Mombasa. And also felt that he could not have network or probably funds to get things done. And I waited until it was almost 7 today when there was no notification for who should talk. Then immediately, I raised Brother Kenneth. Kenneth, can you come and serve us? Even if you don't have, even if when you don't have a computer for PowerPoint, I believe you have an organized lesson on paperwork in the book. We shall be able to hear in your voice as long as you have a guiding lesson that will flow. And I praise God that he don't let me down because Kenneth also hardly gets network. Even if when he's in a town setting, he's near a rock hill and his network disturbs him. But today's evening, in as much as it took 10 minutes to join, but then we are doing the preliminary opening and welcoming everybody. And then he finally joined. I said, praise the Lord, he can rescue his people, he can raise up people to lead his people, teach them, and then we can press on. So, Kenneth tonight, and our evening, which we can say tonight, was leading us in as much as we are now in the morning. And he presented a very wonderful lesson on the manifold. You know, Nairobi Cosmopolitan is a separation group in the SDA in Nairobi City. And it has old men who are learned, who have some capability to put on whatever they feel like. But then, when you reach this area of who should lead us spiritually, then they have entrusted me and they have entrusted us, our group. Sometimes when there is nobody complete, I also raise Brother Isaac Oluko and his companion whom I have contact. And they always join. And this Zoom Vesper Church has been really edified, and they have enjoyed our being there, and they now call us our daily members, and hopefully by his grace, whatever we teach, the Holy Spirit is doing something wonderful to help all those learn. And I believe if Christ comes the second time, today or tomorrow, many of them will be among us, and I praise God that I'm now able to copy from whatever we do here. I believe our African brethren or souls will have an opportunity and the privilege to hear the present truth. We may not have said that probably there are one of us complete and also But what I believe is that in the process of separating completely from the fallen church of a main SDA organization, and now it's our duty and task to lead them and tell them how the church has joined the world. And this is my effort and our effort we are doing with other brethren. I felt it very wanting that I should not carry on alone, because I may not be perfectly right in everything. That's why I take time to raise all these people around the region. And many have joined from Rwanda, Tanzania, Kenya itself, and also Nigeria. Last week, I called on Brother Joy Oshofu to come and lead, and he also honestly accepted, and we gave him time to lead. And I am praying that probably one of you, maybe Brother Rick or Brother Bob, one time I'll ask them to give you time, Mandy. I will request that you squeeze time and one time speak to them and know that they are not only a few in a separate, but we are as many. Kenya is larger than Uganda, and it has many churches of Adventist doctrine, and many are separated. And as we talk now, we have two big conferences where Isaac Oluko is located in Ikisi. They have made a very big separation in their so-called conference, and they have separated. And these ones have now joined themselves together, and they now say for them they are making up different church organization, church setting, and our work is to help them really be part of us. So I thank God that He's leading us that way, and that this church, I pray that it be established to the truth, and that when Christ comes, they are among us. He may raise some of the remnants, the 144,000 people, be picked among them that we are doing some small effort. And the other thing I want to thank you, that I have planned to visit Juba, and the other week I applied for my passport, and I believe they're going to visit in 2-3 weeks to come from now, and I'll be going there. I commit myself in that journey, trip, outreach, because I've already again contacted one of the people in one of the SD church in Juba City. You know, Juba is now South Sudan, and it's in a war zone. And they have welcomed him. They are saying, "You are welcome, please come." And since South Sudan has joined the East African community, I believe and pray that let the visa be free, that I may only raise funds, find means to travel to Juba and do some work. It's interesting that even before I could go there to talk to them face to face, they are now asking for messages of present truth, and I give them soft copies, and the few have interacted with them. I was now asking, do you have some other people who know Arabic? And I wouldn't love only to meet those who are speaking English, but also send some messages, because my dear younger brother, a son to Sister Jean, tried to go online and came up with some Arabic translation of their works they do with his mom. And then I downloaded it, tried to put it in a booklet, and I was planning that if I reach South Sudan, then we can get those people who can read Arabic, then pass them. And more so they are in main Sudan who speak Arabic, that we may send the message to them. So prayerfully, I thank the Lord that he has given me ability to do some little work for him in those areas. It's my prayer and request that you put him in prayer and let all these things be fulfilled within the scope of my planning. May the good Lord help us to give us strength and energy to do what we cannot do, and that his work may go worldwide. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord indeed, dear brother. And that's wonderful that the Vesper Zoom meetings are going so well. That is fantastic. And may the Lord continue to bless in that great outreach endeavor. And we'll also be keeping your upcoming travels in our prayers, that everything will be prepared, the way will be safe, we won't have any kind of problem or roadblock, you know, or barriers, and that hearts will be prepared for the message of present truth. Have you heard any more regarding Brother Rex there in South Africa?
Oh, yes. I'm in contact with him every day. We talk. Brother Rex is doing wonderfully in his, South Africa. It's only that for him, he has not been able to join us on Zoom. For him, he has some other, I can call it, other business tasks that takes much of his time. He's a kind of brother who is standing in for separation message in a very wonderful way in Africa, in that he even went to their parliament, South African parliament in Cape Town, and presented our position as a different entity with an aim of making our movement known that there is another group from the Seventh-day Adventist Church organization which is so separate and so independent on its own. And you know, we have worked with Brother Rex to help these people Kenya Cosmopolitan Conference separation, that when the SDA Church in Kenya took them to court for using their name, they rushed to Brother Rex, and then Brother Rex referred them to me for help. Then we sent in our documentation, which we used to in the SRA constitution, and sent them a draft to help them come up with one. And these people of Kenya actually probably they used our draft and inserted in what they had, and they also managed to register it. You know, one of the strongest members in that Nairobi Cosmopolitan was a justice of the Court of Appeal in Kenya. So as if they are pushing something that the Lord has an upper hand, and then where he has raised a bowman who can stand in for the cause of separation. And so I've been with Rex to help them, and he's also in another different communication with all these people. When there is a serious need of issue, he always raises me and he says, "Joe, what is this? What do we do?" And then I guide spiritually And the highland land man in our, I can say, Adventist doctrine of theology, because Rex in South Africa, he one time presented to me papers of PhD, and I was saying, wow, this is great. May the good Lord help you use this knowledge you have acquired to lead the separation movement in Africa and Maso. So he's interested in getting united with all of us, only that our ways of doing things is not like the American style. For you, you are so much deterred in using internet, while we are just learning to use the internet. And when you see having a Zoom conference, Bishop Church having maybe 10 people, that will mean 10 families. Not like here where I can join as an individual, but then it will be families. Now, I see it's something very great, and Brother Rex had promised to come to East African region for two entities, maybe doing other business and also seeing that how great we are organized in the separation movement, and he helps us also where he can. However, I'm only praying that he makes his pledge and the plan fulfilled to travel to East Africa. And he has a brother who is also in separation with him, and they are deeply joined in their businesses. And for him, he travels a lot worldwide because he deals in mining. And they were saying, John, can we come to East Africa and see how we can find also other business as we help with the work? I said, you are most welcome. So as we made programs for them to come, then COVID came in. So that brother hung the every other program, and you know, things had changed drastically, depending on the situation we are in, tourist times around us. And they avert every other plan. But however, we are praying that the good Lord helps us to do what we can by His grace. And the Rex also trusts us, like I trust everybody. And he knows, because when there is anybody asking questions, probably to him when he's from East Africa, then he will always refer that person to me. And he's the one who gave me address in Nairobi Cosmopolitan, because when they contacted him, then he said, no, I have one of the brothers in Uganda. Can you contact him? And then I contacted. So we can see that now the workers going this way in expansion, how the Lord leads. And I praise the Lord that things are going our way, we think, by His grace.
Amen. Thank you, dear brother, for the update regarding Brother Rex. And Lord willing, either he will be able to come down and meet with you all there, or one or more of you will be able to go up to meet with him personally there. But I'm glad you're in communication with him on the phone, or maybe on WhatsApp or those type of social platforms each day, which is wonderful. I'm glad you're able to encourage him and to guide him in this present truth.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it has been really wonderful and a blessing to me, I believe, because I've been able to get in touch with very many Adventist believers and putting challenges to them. It's not only Rex in South Africa, but we have got others, one like Professor Linda Charles, is a Bible translator in South Africa, and we also in communication, and I always pose many things, and he has to a deeper extent helped me to learn how all these Bible version is, I've been raised and telling me this has this challenge. And not only Professor Chalinze, I mean Chalice, but also others in, has been in link because he travels probably a lot worldwide, and he has also given me other contacts of other professors in North Korea and other areas also I can mention, but these groups of platform of landmen in theology, and we are now posting to each other every other challenge, and he always tell me, Joel, can you prove this? And I'm glad to tell you that when we reach the area of health reform, I've learned a lot from Sister Rose, and when I post them, and when also other people post them, then they will tell you, Joel is well of us with this. And I'm wondering, because I'm a kid in what we run with Sister Rose. And then when I rejoined this platform and they say Joel is the best knowledge in this area, and then I say, praise the Lord. And if what I can say, landmen of the world and in the theology of the advanced doctrine can give such a comment, then I say, hallelujah. May what the little I know help others come close our mighty God. Otherwise, by His grace, we are pressing on, and I believe the message of present truth is going wonderfully. I know one thing which I've tried to experience, that in as much as the internet may also spread the wine of Babylon, but then it's also doing a great, wonderful work for us, where we cannot reach, like probably in South Korea, then we are using the social platform to reach them. Because I have a number of friends now again in South Korea who, in most cases, contact me. Hey, is there any some work? Then I say, no. We are here purposely for the Lord's work. Can we go this way? I know there's a great work around you in South Korea. Can you do what we can't do there? And the Lord will open ways for you. And what we thought it was only hard in those areas, but then it has also rolled down to our locations. Things are getting tough everywhere, but let's use whatever available means to do what we can by His grace. May the good Lord touch every other person on platform elsewhere. If you had the message of the truth and then use the internet to come up and press on with our message. Thank you so much.
Amen. And may the truth spread like wildfire until every corner and spot in the earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And we're a day closer to that occurring. So praise God. Are there any other testimonies or comments? Questions, songs that you'd like to bring forth, dear ones, please feel free.
And as much as I'm a poor singer, I would like you to help me. I always love to listen to music, but my voice is one bad. Then the other thing is, singing in English has become a challenge. I only pray that you help me also learn how to sing. But there is that use, him that goes, God will take care of you. Sister Joanne probably will stand in for me and then do that. Let's get that one on board and then we listen. God take care of you.
Excellent request, dear brother. And Sister Joan, would you like to lead us off?
I'll give it a good try, and I hope the angels will sing with me. Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. Take care of you.
Through days of toil when heart does fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you.
No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you. God take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Whenever I think of Brother Joel, I think of that song, Under His Wings, and the video that went with it, the mother chicken, the mother hen fighting off an eagle so the mother hen could save her babies. And she was very viciously attacking the eagle, and she didn't give up until the eagle flew away. And all the time this video was happening, the song was playing Under His Wings. And it makes you think of how God fights off the vicious people that attack us. And we're under His wings. And thank you, Brother Joel, for sending me that video. I wish I could find it so I could send it back so you could share it again. But I don't know how to get back.
I missed that video, and I was saying, Probably you saved it and you send it to me back. It was on my iPad that ran out of series, so it doesn't work. So I miss it really indeed.
Well, I'll have Brother Bob help me. Maybe we can pull it back together so you can have it again.
Well, we shall see what we can do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Question in the room is, where is Brother James tonight? That's a good question. I don't know. I didn't receive any email from him saying that he wasn't going to make it. So it's maybe he has a power outage or oh, go ahead.
I just heard from Brother James. He says that he can't access the Light Ministry site. So what do you want me to tell him?
Well, if he, I was afraid of that. The Light Ministry site probably will not be back up till tomorrow or maybe Friday at the latest.
Okay.
But if what I would suggest is that once he is able to access the Zoom room, to make sure he puts a link on his desktop. Because I think what he was doing was he'd go to the lightministry.com site and then scroll down to join with us in the home church, and then he'd be able to pop in. But with the site down, he's unable to access the link to the Light Ministry home church. So you can let him know that the site should be back up soon. And, I mean, not tonight, obviously, but should be back up within the next day or two. And, he'll be able to access the home church in that way and have him put a link,
maybe the other thing is, for me, I use Google Direct and then I can access anything. I don't, use only our link, but I've put all those links in Google format. So whatever site I may love to join, then I go through Google and I will access it. And you know, Google is very wide, it can access anything. If you had used that system, then you would have joined, because I've joined many other networks using Google Direct other than using the link alone. Then Google would help him very fast to search for our site, and then he would have joined. Otherwise, let's pray for him that the link comes back very fast to him, then he can join.
Yeah, amen. Amen. So, I mean, you can let him know that we're having a testimony singing praise meeting, and we'll look forward to having him with us on Friday evening and then to lead back out next Wednesday in Revelation.
He ought to be able to send him some URL that he could use to come right into the room. I don't know. I somehow saved something to my, I don't know, it's my desktop, but at least in my search engine, there's a place that I have, like, enter this chat room, enter the meeting, and it's all automatic from there. Maybe that's what he needs to do. I don't know how I did it now.
Could it be the same problem with Sister Lucy? And then if that is, then you could send them a link on their emails, so that there is that Facebook link also is very good, can allow them go in very fast so that things are okay.
Yeah, amen. Well, Sister Joan was mentioning a hymn, Under His Wings. And I'd like to see that video with that mother protecting her brood from the eagle. We'll have to find that and get it back to Brother Joel there. Under His wings I am safely abiding, though the night deepens and tempests are wild. Still I can trust Him, I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me and I am His child. Under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
Under His wings, what a refuge in sorrow, how the heart yearningly turns to His rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort, and there I am blessed. Under His wings, from His love can sever. Under His wings, my soul shall abide. Safely abide forever.
Under His wings, oh, what precious enjoyment. There will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
Amen.
Amen. What a God, what a Redeemer, what a shelter in the storm we have. Are there any other requests, any other thoughts or comments or testimonies you'd like to give, dear ones?
Every day, I pray that my brother nor myself will hurt ourselves when we are working. We heal real slow anymore. And we spent knocking down dead trees. Dave wouldn't let us climb the tree. He said, you stay on the ground. I'll go up the tree. He'd cut off branches, and then we'd collect them and cut them up and all off the trash, and it's precarious. But we were protected, and nobody got hurt, and I'm real thankful for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord indeed, especially old dead ones. They are quite dangerous. You can be cutting down below, and just the vibration of you cutting can break off a branch higher up, and it can come crashing down without any noise whatsoever.
So those are called widowmakers.
Yep. Praise God for protecting you in that work. Praise his name indeed. Well, many of you. Go ahead, brother.
I don't know if you have ticks out there in the west, northwest, or in the city, but man, we're covered up with ticks. Come in at night and pick the ticks off each other. I was just picking some off of my brother. Oh man, is he eat up? He's eat up worse than I am, I feel like. But that's one of ours, I guess. That and the June bugs. We got little old half-inch long bugs that came in here a couple of weeks ago, up the flowers and the blackberries. And we could take a little dish or pan full of water with Dawn soap mixed in and shake them into that. They perish quickly. They have a defense mechanism. When they feel threatened, they just pull their feet in and roll and fall. Well, that is there destruction when I have a pan under them with stuff in it. And we do have a fair garden this year. We dug the potatoes yesterday and today. We got about 5 or 7 bushels of potatoes. And we're going to try a second planting, a fall planting, and see what we can get. And Sylvia said that she wouldn't have had any garden this year if it hadn't been for me encouraging her and helping her pull weeds and all that. So I'm just glad to do something to help the firm.
Amen. Amen. That was a nice harvest of potatoes. That's wonderful. And we'll be keeping the infestation in our prayers. We don't have anywhere as near the amount of ticks as you're describing. We may get, at our Sunny Valley house, we'd get, if we walked out, you know, through the weeds and stuff, we maybe come home with 1 or 2. Where we are now, we see maybe 1 every 3 months. So we're really blessed in that regard that we don't have to worry about having a lot of ticks on us. That those things are nasty critters.
I have a story about June bugs. I was probably 13 or 14, and we had gone up to Yosemite. We were sleeping outside by the camping table, my friend and I, because we didn't want to sleep in the tent with my brother and his friend. And so we crawled in our sleeping bags. It was nighttime, and we'd been throwing rocks against the tent, little pebbles, and telling the guys that there was a bear out there trying to scare them. Well, then the June bugs started coming in. And, you know, when they get close to you, they make that sound. And so we pulled the covers up over our heads because we didn't want them to get in our hair. And then we heard a little noise and thought one of the guys had gotten up to get the crackers on the table. So I raised up on one elbow and I said, hey, started to say, hey. And there was a big bear reaching over the table to get the crackers. I lost my voice in the middle of the hay. And the bear turned around and ran off. And I thought I should tell my parents or my aunt or somebody that was camping with us. And I'm going, Mom, trying to keep my voice down so she'd answer me the same way. And my aunt hollered out, "What do you want, Joan?" And I thought, oh, no. And I said, "There's a bear out here." But the bear was long gone. But it was the June bugs that alerted me to the fact that I should cover up my head. I'll never forget it. Anytime anyone says June bugs, I think of that incident. We had a lovely time in Yosemite. We went up there many times during the year. It was wonderful.
Well, pray the Lord for protecting you from the big critters out there.
That was before they put the garbage-proof cans up that the bears couldn't get into. In the old days, around the 50s, early 50s, late 40s, they had a garbage dump for the bears. We'd congregate there every night about sunset. And then they would rumble through the camps to see what else they could find. And a lot of people would drive down to the garbage pits to see the bears eating. And then they came up with the garbage-proof bear cans, and then people had to lock their food in a bear-proof container because the bears could rip right into their cars. It was quite a problem for a while.
Yeah, I remember going with Dad, I think it was, or maybe it was Grandpa, to watch the bears in the late afternoon, early evening, rummaging through the dump there. There was two or three of them that would be in there seeing what they could find. But they don't have that there anymore.
One time we went to the garbage dump. There had been quite a few cars that pulled in there, and there was a kind of a chain across the road to supposedly keep the cars out of there. And a friend and I decided we'd pull a trick on the people that had pulled their cars inside of the chain to watch the bears in the dump. So when we left, we put the chain back on the post so it kind of blocked their way out. And then we left and hid behind some trees to see what would happen. There was a big, long line of cars with their headlights on just stopped behind the chain. Somebody finally got wise to it and took the chain down, and they all left. That was kind of mischief, but it was kind of fun when I think about it.
It's sometimes amazing how willing people are to accept what's in front of them instead of investigating. So like with those people, they just assumed that the chain was up and it was secured very tight and no one was getting out until a ranger came, when all they needed to do was to go out and investigate, and they would have seen that it was just put on a hook. So they just took it off the hook if they would have investigated. But people are very willing to accept what you tell them or what they see instead of investigating deeper for themselves to make sure what they see or what they've been told is really the truth.
Didn't we find that out with the COVID antics?
Oh, indeed. Indeed. There's still people that are adamant that if you didn't get the vaccine, you were endangering yourself and you were endangering others. When if they would just think about it, if the vaccine protects you from getting it, then how could someone who wasn't vaccinated pass on COVID to someone who was vaccinated? So it just doesn't make any sense when you think about it. But yet people are still adamant that you're endangering others by being unvaccinated. And you have to be vaccinated in order to protect yourself and your loved ones from getting COVID. So now monkeypox, I guess, is the new virus that's going around. And who knows what other kind of viruses they're going to come up with to try to get you vaccinated.
I just read a report that there was monkey DNA put into the vaccine. And they're finding all kinds of things out about that vaccine. And from time to time, they publish it. The latest, besides the monkey DNA in the vaccine, was the fact that they found out that more people were being hospitalized for various illnesses who had been vaccinated. That's pretty interesting, but it's kind of late for a lot of people.
Amen. That's true. Only the mercy of God can protect them if they innocently or ignorantly got vaccinated. But was that monkey DNA or RNA? Do you remember?
They just said it was monkey DNA, but we know that AIDS come from a monkey source, and it affects the RNA in our bodies, which is our immune system. And it's just kind of interesting that they would pick monkey DNA to put in that vaccine. What were they hoping to achieve by that?
Yeah, that's quite interesting. Definitely something that was planned, premeditated, and it's all written down in the books of record. No one's going to get away with it. Well, even so, come Lord Jesus. Praise God, we're a day closer to that great and long looked for event. See a comment in the room here, a quotation actually. It says Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 to 6. These divine heights the true believer may reach. All who will may see the mystery of godliness. But it is only through a correct understanding of Christ's mission and work that the possibility of being complete in Him, accepted in the Beloved, is brought within our reach. His long human arm embraces the human family. His divine arm grasps the throne of the infinite, that man may have the benefit of the infinite sacrifice made in his behalf. And to as many as receive him, he gives the power to become the sons or the daughters of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. And that was from Bible Commentary, Volume 6, page 1113. And that's paragraph number 9. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, dear brother. Any last thoughts before we open it up to a season of prayer? Please go right ahead. Well, thank you, dear ones, for joining us on this Wednesday evening meeting, midweek church service. Lord willing, next week we won't have the same problem as we had this week. And Brother James will be able to lead us out in continuing through Revelation chapter 21, close to chapter 22. I look forward to learning more, especially about the city of God and the things that God has prepared for those that love him. And let's go ahead and open it up to a season of prayer. And I'll go ahead and start, and whoever would like to pray afterwards, please feel free to do so. So let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for allowing us to come together and to have time apart from the cares and perplexities of life to spend with thee, in communion with thee, in fellowship with others of like faith, and to praise your name in song and in testimony, and for your blessings on ourselves and this meeting and those who listen to the recording. Pray that you will continue your divine protection of our dear brother Dick and John and others who are engaged in work that can be very dangerous. Please protect them from getting bit with the ticks, from getting any kind of complications from those bites. And continue to bless the garden and the produce that comes from that. Thank you so much for making all of that possible. Please continue to prepare the way before Brother Joel and others that are engaged in reaching out through social media and in personal visits and on Zoom and other means of evangelism. Please greatly bless and multiply their efforts, that there may be many precious souls that come into connection with the truth as it is in Jesus, and may have that precious privilege of escaping from Babylon and its darkness to enter into the light and glory of God seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Thank you also that finally, after 2.5 weeks or so, that the website has been pointed away from the old host to the new host. And we pray that soon it will be back on the web and continue the evangelistic outreach to all those who are led to visit the site and to learn more of the present truth. Pray that you will shut the devil out from doing anything in any way to hedge up the work, to prevent the message from going forth. And thank you so very much, Father, for taking your work in your own hands and allowing it to be completed soon in righteousness. Please be with us as we part. Bring us back together again soon, just a couple days, when we come together in the beginning of the Sabbath for most of us, or the day of the Sabbath for those on the other side of the world. And again, thank you that we're a day closer to the coming of our Lord and God, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Dear Father in heaven, thank you that you are stronger than the evil forces. Be with Brother James and Sister Lucy and help them not to be discouraged about not being able to get into the room. Give them hope and encouragement May our website be up again so that we can celebrate the Sabbath with them. Be with all those brothers and sisters who tried to get in and couldn't get in. Give them courage to try again. Quiet their hearts. Thank you for being in charge. For when all things look hopeless, we know there's still hope because you're there. Be with our family, extended family. Keep everyone from harm and danger. And most of us strengthen our faith because we have faith in you and your ability to overcome evil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our most kind Father, we thank you once again for coming here online. And we humbly submit ourselves unto you, O Lord, that we are in the very last days of this earth's history. And many events have been fulfilled and are still rolling over. Lord, these are witnesses unto us to confirm that Christ is soon to come and take us home. We do therefore come before you, plan of you. We pray you send the power of the Holy Spirit to restore us on us and guide us in every other bidding that we may be victor and be more than conquerors. Lord, we thank you that you have always listened unto us. You have provided whatever we needed in the real time of need. We pray that you may continue to reveal yourself unto us, that we may know you are a real God to be trusted, who listens to his children, and when we pray unto you, you listen and provide. More so that even if when you don't mention what we really need, we provide and we find it in abundance to praise you. Lord, we thank you that may your glory shine upon us, that we may enlighten the whole world with your good characters and their glory. We pray that, O Lord, may you strengthen, let there be light ministry. As we are in changes, Lord, establish them, that every one of us who dares to join may be expedited in his processes, that we may be able to share the glad tidings within ourselves. And Lord, that you may be able to reveal yourself among us as we meet. Lord, we thank you and pray for Elder Bob, who has put his efforts to see that we all benefit from eternity. May you continue to open it with a minute for him, that he may be able to stand until the last day. We thank you, O Lord, that you have always listened. We thank you that you have always sustained us. More so, those who are ailing among us, who are going hungry. Lord, you are our protection and our Savior. Continue to be with us. And in a more special way, we commit our families unto you, Lord. Stand by them, that your true picture and character may be reflected in every other region where we exist, that people may know you are a working God who dwells in us and in our families. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for us. May we be cleansed and be sanctified. May our names be written in the books of life. And when he comes the second time, we among those he is going to save, In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Loving Father in heaven, we thank you once again that we can come to you bearing our praise and our thanksgiving along with our petitions. You protected us this week. We thank you for that. You've given us good produce from the garden. We thank you for that. We ask for you to visit a few of our special people that we're praying for, that you might turn their hearts to thee before it is too late. I think mainly of my sister and her family, and Karen, that she would feel your call and surrender to you and come back as she was when she was a child. You know, her father did some things that turned the family clear off, but help her to realize that you're the pattern and not her dad. Bless my family in Colombia as they shut down for the night and get some rest. Help them to endure the humidity and the high temperatures that they have. I know they're worse than we have up here. But we thank you and we praise you. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, dear ones, we come to the end of another meeting. Pray that each one of you will go with God, continue resting in his love, continue growing in grace and in knowledge of Jesus Christ, and coming ever closer to the goal of being a mature man, woman, or child in Jesus Christ. Until we meet again, just a couple days, keep looking up.
Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. That looks better. So do not doubt, but keep a looking up.